One of the most important ingredients in our ability to create ownership and a sense of belonging is to be able to delegate responsibilities and tasks to others. It's probably one of the most important ingredients in an arsenal of leadership techniques, to be able to take something that's yours and give it to someone else to execute, for them to have the responsibility and the authority to carry out a specific task. This is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. I have four or five steps that I have employed over the years that help me manage my manager, but also manage the people who are around me in terms of delegating in a very sincere way a task or responsibility that's mine. The first step is that when you're assigning a task to someone else, to ensure that it's obtainable is a critical step, that we can do it, that we have the resources to make it happen. Second is that we have a timetable. I think that ensures that step number one, can we do the task within the assigned time frame? One of my first days on the job with John Wiefald, our president of Kansas State University, called to give me a specific assignment. And he and I had not had much time together. It really was my first hours on the job. And a couple hours later, I ran into him in the hallway. And he said, Pat, have you done what I asked you to do? Well, I hadn't at the time because I had put it on my should-do list. Yeah. Well, for him, I learned very quickly that everything he asks you to do is on the must list. There's a sense of urgency. That was a mistake I made only once, a few hours into the 23-year relationship I had with President Wiefald. That's what I mean. When an assignment is made, that it's obtainable and that there's a timetable. You can't supervise unless you have those two important ingredients. The third step, in terms of supervision, kind of depends on the communication you have with those around you. There are individuals that you can complete each other's sentences, that you're that familiar with expectations and aspirations, that they know exactly what you want. But there are those that need something in writing, that we want to make sure we're very clear that there are expectations, and we use those communications as an opportunity to supervise. Ken Blanchard, in one of his books a number of years ago, gave an illustration that you could be assigned taking care of a monkey, very cute little monkey, and it's cuddly and like, and before you know it, down the road you realize it's not house trained, takes a lot of care, and you have to give them shots, and you have a much bigger space than you really imagined. But at the beginning, when someone gave you that monkey to take care of, it was so cuddly and nice and friendly and looked absolutely adorable. We realize that 3 months later it becomes much more of an unmanageable situation. I believe that as we think in terms of delegating a task to someone else, we want to make sure the task is obtainable before we take it on, and that there's a timetable. I always notice that the 2 minutes before end of half or the 2 minutes before the end of a ball game, that things really happen. As a matter of fact, the NBA is criticized often that the last 2 minutes of an NBA game is when action really happens. Well, there's no secret. We have a specific obtainable task, and we have a timetable, and everyone's focused on making sure it happens. If you're ever given an assignment and your manager or the person of your direct reports doesn't give you a timetable, you should ask for that timetable. That's part of managing a relationship to ensure that you're going to be successful. My fourth step is that we reward, that we understand that there's a small voice inside of all of us that often asks, what's in it for me? What's the reward? What's the benefit? No matter how altruistic we may be, it's important that we establish a reward system. It may be a clap, it may be a personal note, it may be financial, it may be some kind of sincere recognition, but that's a critically important part of making sure that people receive credit for what they bring to the table. Step number five may be the critical one as we think in terms of the entire process of making sure people are successful. I believe in reassigning or modifying or firing or taking away an assignment, but it has to be done in a humane way. It has to be done in an authentic, sincere manner. Somewhere along the way, things have not worked out well. And when someone stumbles, we ought to be there, and understanding critically that this was our assignment that we gave, that it's still ours, and that we're a partner in all of this. And probably when we think about management tools, it's important that we understand that that's where the rubber meets the road. When someone is stumbling or maybe expectations are not being met, they need to be told in a sincere, meaningful, intentional way and given an opportunity to correct that situation. Understand that others are watching, and we want to encourage others to come forward if things are not working out as well as they could or should. That management is not perfect. We have expectations and aspirations, and we want to make sure that as we delegate responsibilities and authorities, that we understand that assignment may have been a cuddly monkey at the beginning. It turns into something much bigger than we can manage, and that's where we can make a difference in terms of our authenticity when people need us the most. Delegating a task or responsibility is a critical part of building ownership, of having a sense of purpose, putting yourself in a position where we develop a team that's committed to specific goals and activities, and they have a piece of the action. I'm sharing with you in a candid way a system that worked for me. It's important you develop your own way of delegating responsibility and authority that works for you. Authentic leaders are there at the beginning, but they're also there at the end.